Life after life. Isabel, Kelty, Inna, and other students gathered for a lesson on opening the third eye. They sat in a cozy hall in front of a huge image of Sri Yantra. Music played in the room, helping the work on the subtle level. The practice was led by Ananda, one of Master's closest disciples. Hiding from her father, Isabel now constantly lived among those close to the Master, and it was very beneficial, allowing her to progress quickly on the spiritual path.
All your thoughts, images, feelings, dreams are objects of the subtle level. The subtle level is not somewhere far away. You are in it all the time. Primarily, it's your mind. Everything that comes into it and everything that emanates from it is a manifestation of the astral, mental, and other planes of the subtle level. An ordinary person just doesn't think about it, focusing more on physical life. But if you observe thoughts, images, and emotions, you will see that you are a receiver and transmitter of subtle material waves, images, thoughts, feelings, and ideas. The trouble with humans is that they don't control their minds, don't know how to tune in to receive the necessary information from the invisible world. But humans have a special organ for perception and transmission of information, the third eye. And today, we will engage in its opening to learn how to consciously interact with subtle matter objects and establish telepathic communication between people, places, and events. Now, look at the Guru's mandala, at the center of which is his face. This special image helps in opening the third eye and connecting with the Master. Light a candle in front of it. As you gaze at the candle, fix your gaze and try to see its aura. It's easier to see it around glowing objects, but later you will see it around all people and things.
Isabel unfocused her gaze and saw a double rainbow surrounding the flickering flame. Joyful excitement involved her as she witnessed these unusual sights.
Now, close your eyes and look at your inner screen. There will be the negative imprint of the candle, and even auras if you tune in better.
Isabel closed her eyes and saw a green-yellow image of the flame.
Now, on the inner screen, you can see everything you tune in with your third eye. Once you visualize a person's face or the image of an object or location, you immediately establish telepathic contact with it. If you want to strengthen it, feel the emotional connection, your feelings towards that person or object. But it's always best to start with the image of the Master, as when you tune into him, he immediately sends you energy and assistance in your endeavors. He will instantly sense your attention.
Isabel visualized the Master, and he smiled at her. He placed his hand on her head and began to fill her with a milky white energy until it filled her entire body and the aura around her. She felt very calm, and a sense of gentle bliss emerged in her body. Then he touched her forehead, and a bright flash appeared in her mind. This was how he assisted her in opening the third eye.
The brighter you can visualize the images, the better your third eye will work, and the better you will be able to communicate with the subtle level and develop telepathy. As you visualize the image, pay special attention to your emotions and sensations. They will convey information coming from the person or situation that you're tuned into. all intuition, all foresight really, lies in the ability to listen to your heart and your body. Later, you will begin to see at a distance, and images, often symbolic but sometimes real, will come to you about what a person is doing or about how the events that you are tuned into are unfolding.
Almost every disciple experienced an unusual encounter with the Master and felt what it was like to interact with a subtle level. Having gained such experience on the astral, Isabel became very curious about the man who kept appearing in her dreams and how to contact him. She shared these dreams with Ananda.
Very interesting. This person seems to be connected to you from your past life, but not on Earth. Rather, in the afterlife where you lived before your incarnation, and he kept a connection with you and is helping you. It would be very good if you learned conscious dreaming and could better interact with him. But it would be best for you to learn from Padmini, as she is a skilled expert of conscious dreaming.
Kelty, Inna, and other students, hearing this conversation, also decided to go and learn this ancient art from Padmini.
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.